Hi guys, welcome to the chapter number 7 for market segmentation in travel and tourism market. Chapter number 7 for market segmentation in travel and tourism markets. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and the market segmentation in travel and tourism markets. The learning objectives of this chapter is to understand the market segmentation, how the market has been segmented according to the needs of different segment, how it has been segmented, and reference to travel and tourism, of course. Know about various segments. What are the segments? We will learn about that. Also, we will understand the basis on which the market segmentation is done. How they are divided, on what basis every single group or segment has been divided. And last, know about the industry response to this market segment. How does the industry reverse? How does the industry accept it? All these are learning objectives of this chapter. So, main sectors of travel and tourism industry, we have understood accommodation, which consists of hotel, lodges, and dharamshalas, travel planners, transport service providers, tourist places, destination market. These are the main sectors. So, without accommodation, you cannot go and think of a holiday. Likewise, you cannot be totally independent without the help of travel planner and organization. In some extent, you would need to approach a travel planner. Transport in form of bus, train, flight, private buses, your own vehicle are all forms of transport which are provided to you. And people go as a sector to see some place, to stay and take this understanding of tourist places through DMCs, the destination marketing companies. So look at these graphs. This picture suggests hotel, the travel planners, transportation, and the tourism places of interest where the tourists go. So these were the sectors that we have spoken and understood. So hotels, lodges, boarding, travel planners could be a travel agent, tour operator, consolidator, hotelier, hotel booking engine, all are travel planner or supplier, and likewise the arrangements of transport and the travel destinations that attract tourists. Market segmentation is defined as the process of identifying the group of buyers of the total market with different desire of what millennials would be requiring when they are holidaying. Is not the need and desire of senior citizen. What a women group would be looking in the travel planning will not be the requirement of a family, especially with children. They would be looking at more theme park, more entertainment, and more fun, whereas female group would be interested in learning, would be interested in seeing places, and obviously shopping. So different market segmentation with different desire, different want, different need that need to be met, provided, explored, offered. Most markets are too large for an organization to provide all the products and services. So there are specialists who would deal only for senior citizens. they will not welcome anybody who is below 50 years of age in that group. And when they will define the services, they would possibly add to such senior group addition all which they lived in the past, including the fun, the music, the type of approach, the type of group that go together, and that as the requirement. And then many a time, these organization and the group and segmentation is too large to provide every single detail to all. So there will be expert who deal only with honeymooners. There will be travel agent who would deal with women group, family group, married couple, special event organizers. All that are different. Very few tour operator and travel agent would provide all services combined in their tourism products. This leads to organization selecting target market, necessitating market segmentation. So there will be a travel agent who would meet the needs of youth. There will be group, there will be travel agent tour operator who would be servicing only a couple, and likewise different segmentation. Better place, advantage of segmentation is what? Better place to spot and compare marketing opportunities. So they will approach to senior citizen through various social groups, various family get together where senior come in, group of senior citizens. That will be their target market. So it is very comparatively better approach and the advantages to target only those type of clientele. Cater to the specific need of the buyer, what they want. Senior citizen, possibly physically challenged, they want wheelchair, they don't want much of climb, rough roads, they want toilet facilities made available to them to answer the nature's call. They cannot go into open air for answering nature call and so many other things. So they can spot this and market in accordance with the need of that segmented group. Develop marketing campaign for a specific market segment. As I mentioned, like tour operator running a tour for senior citizen, they would say no to certain group of people who are below senior citizen of age, because the tolerance level, the need for that group will not be accepted and it will turn into clash of interest. So they would develop marketing campaign. They would offer, say, a European tour for citizen, senior citizen, with possibly in Europe, they would play Indian music of 50s and 60s. Because that's the time these people of senior citizen age were youthful in 50s and 60s. And they love the song of that era. They may not like loud and noisy music of current era. So all that is campaigning in market segmentation for different market segment. Look at this. Generic classification of travel, outbound and inbound. What is outbound for one country could be inbound for another country and vice versa. Another generic classification without going into segmentation, travel inbound coming for business, demand-based holiday trip and leisure and travel or Indian holiday trip. This also plays a major role for Indian holiday trips where they look for various segment which has to be served only for Indian, specific type of meal, breakfast, special type of arrangement, possibly a Hindi speaking translator if they are into some country where they don't understand English or other language, say going to Japan or China. So somebody translating them in detail. So all that are typical Indian holiday trips. So that's the travel product being defined generically. Again, another generic classification, travel, outbound, escorted, personalized, luxury, and NRI holiday trip. So what happens? outbound, escorted group, you go with an escort who takes you all over places that you are looking forward for. Personalized trip, tailor-made, what you have asked for would be delivered to you. Luxury, ultimate luxury, like celebrities going to Maldives, they would be paying over lakh rupees for one night stay in a luxury resort. So their requirement is totally different as a travel product and NRI holiday trip. Indians living in Gulf, Singapore, Malaysia, they would go on a different type of a holiday product, possibly explore Europe. And they do not allow any other nationality to join in that group because of the clash of interest. Any other nationality who's ready to pay the cost and join in accordance with what they have planned and marketed, they won't accept them. So here is a package tour, some example, and all those segments which we just now addressed are added into marketing, packaging, what it combines, what they offer, what it includes, what does it not include. Luxury tour, popular tour packages, and holiday by different type of travel needs. These are again some posters that are being shared. Last minute holiday deals are being displayed here. So this means it is coming to you very close to the date of departure. Our experience suggests Indian travelers don't plan too much in advance, unlike our Western travelers who may possibly plan a holiday for as early as 1 year in advance, 9 months in advance. Indian travelers generally may not plan something, generally will not plan anything more than 60 or 75 days in advance. Though things are changing slowly, drastically, some area I've seen booking done very much in advance because now there are cancellation clauses with practically all the sectors where you book, be it is flight or hotel. If you don't turn up, if you don't pay advance, your holiday is not good. If you don't turn up and you have paid, you cancel your flight, you cancel your hotel, no refund. So that early booking concept have started emerging in Indian NRI holidays. So these are some posters for domestic and international tour. In tourism, marketing segmentation is very important. Yes, address what a specific market want. According to that, they are segmenting those type of market. Dividing a total market with all visitors or a market sector such as holiday into subgroups of segment for marketing management purposes. It facilitates cost-effective marketing through the formulation, promotion, and delivery of purpose design produce that satisfy the identified needs of a target group. As I mentioned, a particular food habit group, vegetarian also of a specific type, then that's a different target group. Non-vegetarian group, but saying no to few type of food is another segment, and so on and so forth. So this helps in marketing and promotion with what has been asked for and how that has been delivered. Another segment based on following characteristic, geographic, purpose of the trip, demographic, psychographic, buyer behavior, and price. By this time, student, you would have already understood what we mean by this. So let's see one by one. Geographic refers to based on region, district, density of population, climate, and urban rural. People loving to go to Rajasthan may not love to go to Rajasthan, and they may not promote fare in the month of April, May, and June, because it's extremely hot. Likewise, people coming in, intending to travel to Gulf countries in the month of July and August, it's extremely hot there. Anything 45 plus is the temperature recorded, centigrade. So this type of geographic approach in understanding the segmentation is quite important. People travel like climate in Russia, North Europe is extremely cold in winter. Anything from minus 30 to minus 50 as being observed in Russia. The geographic need has to be addressed accordingly. So climate and urban, rural, all are segmentation based on geography. This is most commodity use segment, and these markets are readily defined and accessible. So these are some statistics from various geographic. Please go through that. It tells you various countries in Asia, Europe, Pacific, and another part is too bad for me to read. India. I think that's India that we are talking about. So India has also a specific segmentation, including America, Middle East. All are being defined as a geographic. What falls under Asia, which country, which countries are Middle East, which countries are in Pacific, which are in Europe, and we talk of India, what we include into that. So segmentation on the basis of geographic. These are some geographic tours. That's cool Kerala, sunny South, the Golden Triangle, and different type of tours that are displayed here. How many days? 8 days for cool Kerala, 6 days in sunny South, 5 days in Assam, 4 days in Hyderabad, Golden Triangle, just 1 day. So you start from Delhi, go to Agra, and come back on the same day. So these are different geographic domestic tour defined for us. Continued with international, Thailand, different. You can read them. They are amazing, Thailand. This is Dubai, Europe, Americas. All are designed here with different type of tours. 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 3 days, 2 days, all defined. For example, China here. We also have Tokyo and Bangladesh. All are defined as international tour. So purpose trip, another segmentation based on geography, based on religion, caste. We have referred, now we are based on purpose of travel. Why the customer travel? Like holidays, pilgrimage, sightseeing, effective segmentation method. As the purpose of travel often dictates the kind of experience, products and services, target market that are being sought. Why do people need religious tour? Because they will have certain rituals to be performed. And that is the need and what they seek for. And that is what has to be offered and segmented accordingly. Another example, purpose-based trip, various details are given for adventure tourism and different pilgrimage tourism. All these are defined there in accordance with what is being offered. Another purpose-built trip, it's your holiday, you choose, we design. So this is called tailor-based itinerary, where they want something that has to be added and accordingly the costing would be done. The tourists may not require what is being promoted by that group as a holiday packages. No, we have a specific requirement and we would want the segmentation on the basis of that. This is special purpose of trip. Giving an example, a group of Jews coming to India from Israel, especially Mumbai. So what they would like to see, some of the synagogues in Mumbai, where the ancestors of those who migrated Jews from India to Israel, what is their family history, possibly pay respect on their burial ground. This is what we need. They're not interested in going to Haji Ali Ma Lakshmi Mandir or various churches. No, their specific itinerary, they would like a cost for that. That's the segmentation of specific segment on the basis of the demand they put forward. We are looking into demographic and socioeconomic as a market segment. This is based on demographic characters such as family size. There are four people in a family. There are six in a family, size of the family. There are some families, especially in Arab countries, but the size of the family is 10 to 15 because they take the entire family with them when they travel. So this is a commonly used segmentation, since this segment can often be targeted through specialty media and internet. Now, psychographic segmentation is based on characteristics such as lifestyle. Somebody wants to be snobbish. Somebody wants to go with people of his or her status. Personal interest. I would not somebody have some special interest, and that segmentation would be taking into consideration those type of group. Staying preferences and spending tendency. In tourism, this can be effective segmentation, whereas tourism product is used extensive among certain psychographically defined groups. So they want these type of approaches to be made on the basis of psychographic, like I mentioned about lifestyle and personal interests. Another tailor-made itinerary, what you want, they will add up and work out for you the costing for it, the segmentation of it, what you want them to cost. You say us and we will give the cost for them. So honeymoon are coming to India. They're not interested in going and joining a group. Possibly they want a special limousine, a luxury vehicle to be arranged for them for all visit. So that is special tailor-made itinerary done by operator one. Specialty tours, people going for different type of trips. Psychographic, somebody would like to look at butterflies, blossoming flower, going for agro-tourism, many such things. People going into jungle, national parks, all this, romance, everything is a psychographic segmentation of market. Specialty tours, again, some of the listing are given here. Go through that. This is a poster or web page of Kesari Holidays, who are among the top 20 tour operators from Mumbai, or from, for that matter, throughout India. This type of specialty tour will be made out of, like Kesari Holidays. I gave you a mention of senior citizen fair group segment, where most people, example, would be speaking Marathi. So they won't add anyone who doesn't understand Marathi. They will be part of that group. They want special song to be preferred for them, to be played for them from 50s and 60s. So in the specialty tour, they add all these components which I just mentioned based on their taste and their needs and requirement. Another specialty tour operator number two is for psychographic, taking into what exactly they want. They would like to have a city tour of the city of Mumbai only. They don't want to go specialty tours. Specialty tours, tour operator number two, offering some of the qualities of specialty tour. Anything can be added based on psychographic. So buyer behavior characteristic could use for identifying and targeting particular segment and developing product for their specific requirement. What a segment want, they develop a product. Like you go to a cook, a chef, and say, I would like a special dish to be prepared for me with this ingredient and with this as my need. The chef would prepare accordingly. Likewise, the tour operator would work, identify and segment in accordance with what you want from that tour and what are your specific requirements. They will design and add into that. We are looking into buyer behavior in it, characteristic. It may be classified according to the sequence of buyer decision prior to making a booking and its timing. So that can be also handled by decisions of the buyer. Decision made during the booking process, product usage discussion or decision. And so they say, okay, do not give me 3 nights in Thailand. I just want 2 nights. Add me one extra night that I'm not using in Thailand to the package in Malaysia, and so on and so forth. So product usage can be discussed during the consumption, or even upon arrival, they say, I don't want the city tour. Instead, take me to a museum or take me to a shopping tour, and so on. So all these are decisions that keep coming while you are consuming the product as per the buyer's behavior. Also, decision after using any travel and tourism product and you feel, no, this should not have been added. I'm okay with half-day city tour. Let me relax. It was too tiring. Instead of 1 day tour, let us call it off in half a day. This is behavior and decision after using any such travel services. Moving further, measurable, able to measure the size of your target market segment. These are the characteristics. You are able to measure what would be the size, and accordingly, you will put the product for that type of a market. And accessible, able to reach the target market segment through promotion. You're taking good use of technology, marketing, and social media. You access to these type of consumer or target audience, and substantial must be large enough to justify the expense of marketing. If you are addressing 5 people, then you cannot spend huge amount of funds in marketing because your target audience consists of 5 people. Imagine this type of tool being designed, say in Japan, for Indians. They may not be so successful because there are limited number of Indians who live in Japan. So instead, they would look and offer them anything which is more of the interest for travelers. And the characteristic also is defensible to demonstrate that characteristic of the market segment are sufficiently unusual to justify special marketing program. They are not something totally unusual. This is part of different type of planning. It is durable product, it is defensible and durable. The market segment will remain viable over a reasonable period of time. It is not just meant for trend day. It is a product that will be available from December till another year coming. And the pricing obviously should be competitive as a definite advantage over your competitor. So price we have understood in detail that your product should be competitive in comparison to what you offer. With this, I come to an end of our chapter. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. I thank you very much for listening to me.